You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind, everybody. I'm your host, Michael Bauer. The best in the business is back in business. Joined as always by my faithful co-hosts, Nate Christian, Chevin Nooney, and Phil, the father-in-law, Simmons. How are we tonight, gentlemen?
Oh, Lord. Hey, we're doing well, awesome. You know. You know, we might go into the transfer portal, me and Nate, on this topic right here. But, you know, we're ready to bring some fire to the podcast today. You know, it's a beautiful day. We started doing white elephant gifts at work, so it's going to be a good one tomorrow. Half the day off, so let's
go. There we go. Okay.
I don't know what white elephant gifts are, for the record.
You bring a white elephant, and then you trade it with somebody else that has another white elephant. It could be bigger, it could be smaller, whatever you choose.
Hmm. Albino elephants are quite the rage these days.
Perfect. I don't know where I would house one. It sounds like some sort of secret Santa, right, Chev?
Yep, basically. But you don't know who's going to get your gift, so that makes it fun.
Gotcha. Well, you know, a Dynasty Rewind t-shirt would always be a great gift to be giving out to somebody. Or if you really want to be generous this year, patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. Give the gift of dominance by gifting someone a Patreon membership. Yeah, gift yourself. Guys, treat yourself. Your women, they like to go out and get massages, get their nails done, get their hair done. So you know what you should do? You should pad your bank account so you can win it all. Ooh. Get the best advice on the planet. Patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. Vinny's going to sign up right now. He's going to pull his car over, pause this episode, sign up. I don't hear a cha-ching hitting the bank account yet, but that's okay. He'll get there. So, hey, give yourself a gift for this holiday season. And for next year, why don't you give yourself another great gift? And why don't you go ahead and you stash some running backs for 2023? Nate's favorite topic of all time, running backs and stashing them. So listen, you know, we're always going to be looking in the next season. Okay, I got a couple leagues where realistically I can win the whole thing. And I'm already going through my roster and seeing what do I need to do to get better. And you know what? Most of those leagues, I'm thinking to myself, this is a position where it gets real thin real quick. Kind of looking like the back of my hair. So who are we going to stash? Why are we going to stash these guys? And, you know, most of these guys might be rostered. How are we going to get them? So I'm going to go ahead. And I'm going to kick it off. This may surprise some people. Bob, our director of operations, will be very happy. But I am stashing Kyren Williams. Not the response I was expecting from everybody, but it's what I got. So I'm stashing Kyren Williams. I'm stashing Kyren Williams. Why? I'm glad you asked. The Rams are a mess right now. They just won the Super Bowl, but they're 3-9. Matthew Stafford is out. Cooper Kupp is out. Odell Beckham Jr. is gone. Allen Robinson is a shell of himself, even though he wasn't there the year prior, but still, he's not doing much of anything. They have bigger issues than the running back position. I mean, there's a possibility that Matthew Stafford has got this neck problem going on. He's got concussions. Is Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback for the Rams next year? It is not out of the realm of possibilities. I mean, Brock Purdy is taking – this is how you know you're far along in the season. When I'm putting in waiver claims for Brock Purdy and I have to bench Lamar Jackson for him because Lamar Jackson is hurt and Brock Purdy's not – so
that's crazy.
It's gross, man.
Playoff time.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year, right?
Time for playoffs. Perfect. So stashing Kyren Williams. Like I said, they have bigger issues at the running back position. Daryl Henderson is gone. They waived him for whatever reason. They had some sort of weird beef with Cam Akers, but I guess they patched that up. Cam Akers is playing now, but he was on the block. So will he be back? Won't he be back? I don't know. I do know that Kyren Williams is on his rookie deal, and he's cheap because he was a mid-round draft pick. after Cam Akers, if they keep him, there's really not much competition. They have Ronnie Rivers, who's an undrafted free agent out of Fresno State, and the ever-present Malcolm Brown. Can't get rid of that guy.
Always.
You remember when Owen Wilson or Owen whatever, Owen Hart was wrestling? You're a nugget that won't go away. You guys remember that?
Man, I love Owen Hart. Yeah. Owen Hart's great. Owen Hart.
It was great. Yeah. But that's Malcolm Brown. He's the nugget that won't go away. Mm. Strong runner between both the tackles and outside. He's above average receiver as well. And he's currently running back 87 on the season. So, again, we're stashing these players. I'm not going to come out here and tell you, you should really consider stashing Javonte Williams or Breece Hall. Yeah, we know that you're going to stash those guys. Okay, we get it. They're on IR. They're going to chill there for a little bit. These are guys that are going to provide you with a potential high ceiling. This is a low risk, high reward, or even low risk, medium reward.
Most
cases. ADP was pretty high pre-draft, late first, early second, and then it fell after his fifth round draft capital. So to acquire him, I'm seeing him go for a single third or multiple fourths. Now, I did attempt to trade for Kyren Williams, and I tried these draft picks, and either the trade was rejected and I could get absolutely no response from the owner whatsoever. You know, like, hey, I'm interested in Kyren. I sent some messages and just nothing. Or the trade was never even looked at or just declined with no response. So that's the part of the season that we're in. It's just whatever. Yep. But some trades that I did see. Let's see, Nate, what do you think about this one? Kyren Williams for Samaje Perine.
I mean, if I'm not trying to score fantasy points this year, I will take Kyren Williams. But I like Samaje Perine if you're contending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chef, what do you think about this? Kyren Williams for Adam Thielen.
I think it just depends what position you need at this point. You get Adam Thielen for a year. He's done decent. Kyren Williams, you don't know, really know what to expect from me at the moment. Kind of just whatever position you really need, honestly.
Okay. And Landfill, what do you think about this? Kyren Williams and Cade Otton for a 23 second.
I'm definitely taking the Cade Otton, the 23 second in this particular case. Cade Otton has been getting a lot of targets.
It was Kyren Williams and Cade Otton.
Oh, and Cade Otton?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm taking the Kyren Williams side. I'm sorry about that. I like Cade Otton. It's like a extra Sunday on top, cherry on top for that deal.
All right, great. So that's how you acquire Kyren Williams. Realistically speaking, I think at this point in his career, he's going to be a flex fill-in, maybe an RB fill-in. That's what I'm thinking that he is at this point in his career. But I'm hoping that it's much more than that if they do, in fact, move on from Cam Akers. So that's what we are looking at for Kyren Williams. All right, let's move on. Chev, who are you stashing for the 2023 season at the running back position?
Yeah, man. And when I saw this list come up of what we had to talk about this week, I thought to myself, there's got to be somebody. There's got to be a couple guys that have some value that are just stashes on your taxi squad. And then I looked at, you know, what RBs are going to be free agents next year. And I said, holy crap, these guys probably don't have a chance. But the guy I'm going with is Zonovan Knight. He has been on a tear these last 2 weeks. He has 29 attempts, 159 yards, 8 targets, 8 receptions, and 62 yards. Hasn't gotten into the end zone yet, but he's a guy that you're probably stashing right now. Really thankful you have him for this playoff run. You can probably pull him up and use him a little bit with all the injuries that are happening with the Jets at the running back position. He's a guy that he's going to run hard. He's going to do whatever he can. He's going to fall forward. And I like that about him. But I don't know what his future is going to look like in a Jets uniform. You have Michael Carter, who I still believe is a really good running back. He proved it last year. I mean, you got Breece Hall coming back, who probably not going to be super healthy to start off the season, but as the season goes on, he's going to get healthy and he's going to get right back to being the RB1 in there. So that leaves Zonovan as maybe a RB2/RB3. And that for me is not going to help me win championships. I don't believe the future is bright for Zonovan. I just think there's too much for him to have to hurdle over. Because you got Breece Hall, who's going to be a guy that is going to be getting what Zonovan Knight's getting. And there's not much after that to get. And I just don't see a future for him, man. I really wanted to stash him. You stash him for this playoff run. And then I am trying to ship him off as fast as I can for a third or fourth round pick. I think that third or fourth will be higher value for you. You can move up in a draft. And I'm not sure Zonovan Knight's going to hold that much value after this season, sadly. I think he's doing a great job now, but it's not going to last for long, folks.
So it's a short-term stash.
Short-term stash, and you ship them off.
Okay, so stash to flip, basically. Okay, yeah, ASAP. I don't hate that then. I mean, look, to be honest with you, a lot of the running backs that you're going to stash, you're going to be cashing in on your draft capital anyway because you want to move on to other positions. Mm-hmm. Other players use it to move up in the draft. Yeah. So I don't hate that at all. But did you have what you were acquiring him for by chance? Yeah.
All I really saw was he was just a throw-in. It was just random trades. The trades that I saw the most were third or fourth round picks. And that was just straight up, here's the third, here's the fourth. Now it's obviously a third. It was later or earlier in the season, it was a fourth. So, I mean, to get the third round pick for a guy, where was he being drafted? Like, maybe not even drafted? Fourth round, fifth yep. round, maybe? Like, I think you got to take it. I mean, yeah. like I said, you got Breece Hall and Michael Carter. And I mean, there's so many running backs that they could choose from to maybe back up Breece Hall next season or maybe be a placeholder for Breece Hall next year until he gets back. So, I just don't see a whole lot to go on with this guy, sadly, because I think he's doing well. I think he's doing everything he needs to do to stay on the field. It's just there's nothing futuristic that I see with him.
Sean is saying he was a waiver wire pickup in most leagues, and he was. And I missed out on him in a bunch of spots. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. I tried to trade for him in a few spots where I felt like I was contending after I missed out on him with the waivers. My bad for missing out on him. I'm not taking my own advice and being as attentive as I should. And I'll tell you what, it's really frustrating when you just throw out a trade offer. Can I just get a response? You know what I mean? Like if it's no, it's no. That's fine. If you don't want to engage in dialogue with me, that's fine. Just give me a response. Now, if I sound like a hypocrite here because you're that one guy that tried to trade for Ja'Marr Chase with me, that didn't deserve a response. I'm sorry. That trade deserved no response whatsoever. I'm not the type of person that says I get insulted by trade offers. That one insulted me. So, but Chev, I did try, and I got no response or anything on Zonovan Knight. I felt like I could use him down the stretch, and I was willing to move on from a 2023 third to try to bring home the championship right now. But I couldn't get it done.
So. And we're saying he was picked up on the waiver wires. A third-round pick, that's free money for you then.
That's what I mean, free. I grabbed PJ Walker off the waivers. I spent $100 fab because I knew somebody in my league did not have a quarterback that week, and I flipped them for a third. So I basically I had a ton of fab because I always did. I don't care. Yeah, exactly. Free money. Pork, let's move on to you. This is a guy that, you know, a lot of people remember draft season, this guy or Isaiah Spiller at the 110, and we were always saying Jahan Dotson or George Pickens, but.
Right.
He's a stash for you now. So what do you got?
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of mirror what Chev was saying as well. It's kind of going through the list of running backs. And I know after me, Nate is going to pretty much say the same thing as well. It was kind of difficult to go through some of these guys to stash because, to be frank, I don't want any of them. So I'm just going to go with the obvious guy, and it's James Cook. I happened to look at a few contracts and look at the depth chart on the team. Devin Singletary is a free agent next year, and Nyheim Hines has another year on his deal, so he'll be there. And Tywan Jones, who nobody wants. So that just leaves you James Cook. And from what I've seen, James Cook has been getting very good production from last week against New England. He had 14 carries for 64 yards and a 4.6 rushing per rush. And he has six receptions and six targets for 41 yards. That's pretty good. But the thing is, for this year, I'm not really sure if that's going to be something that's going to be sustainable because Devin Singletary is still on the roster and he's healthy. I just think this was one of the things that was game dependent. So just looking forward to the future, there's a possibility that this could be his backfield. Now, with the rookies coming in and the free agency, there's an option to where he'll be a 1A and 1B situation. But there is, in this Buffalo offense, that they're trying to get Josh Allen to check down more. They want him to save his body so he's not getting killed running around all the time. And James Cook is that guy. That's the guy that they wanted him to have. Now, they did trade for Nyheim Hines, but they're not using him. they're using James Cooks, which means it's showing me that they're seeing something in practice. His attitude is changing from the draft where nobody wants to really go to Buffalo, but he really showed that he really did not want to be there. So he's showing, you know, he's coming in practice and he's earning those reps. So next year, I really want to see him use his potential that he has. I know Nate was a little bit of a fan of a James Cook over a Zamir White, and to be honest, I wasn't a fan. He had to show me. We saw that first game, he fumbled. Mm-hmm. After that, we was like, oh boy, this is not what we're looking for. But he gained that trust. He's getting the carries, and he's getting the reception. So that's going to be my stash for next year. And it's a few trades that, you know, most of it is like throw-in trades, to be honest. But there was a Joe Mixon for James Cook in the 23rd. I think if I'm rebuilding, I would take that James Cook side. Joe Mixon, you know, he's starting to get a little bit longer in the tooth. He's starting to have little injuries. I know he had the concussion. Samaje Perine is actually playing well, which is kind of weird. But hey, if I'm rebuilding, I'll take the James Cook side in that second, because I want that extra. For compensation in the trade. So
long in the tooth.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
I mean, I probably have, but man, that was a good one. That was long in the tooth. I'm going to use that one tomorrow.
I'm going to say this. The Bills offensive coordinator is Ken Dorsey, and you're a terrible person. How dare you trade for Nyheim Hines, who I have almost an 80% rostership of, and you don't use him? I got so excited.
They just started using him, like on special teams.
Mm-hmm. That's really helpful for my fantasy roster.
They wasn't using him at all, and that didn't make sense. You use draft compensation to acquire him. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, he's going to one of the best offenses in the NFL. This is going to be great for me and all my fantasy teams.
And it's not.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ken Dorsey. Dick. Okay, so Phil is stashing James Cook, the man who does not want to be in Buffalo, but we're going to get him on your roster. So moving on, and Nate, let's talk about, you love stashing running backs.
I love running backs.
Just remember, do not talk about any Ravens players here. Like, don't talk about Tyler Beatty or anything, because Zach will come for you hard.
Nope.
You know, Ravens. Before we get started, you know what Zach reminds me of?
What?
You know, like when, so we are behind the scenes chat, the Dynasty Real on Twitter chat, whenever Nate likes a Ravens player, Zach always goes off on him because, you know, Zach is Zach. But he reminds me of, like, in wrestling, when you have the one guy interviewing a wrestler and the guy's just screaming for no reason. Zach is the guy screaming for no reason when Nate just exists and happens to like the Ravens.
He's like Hulk Hogan just pointing in the camera.
It's the Macho Man Randy Savage cream of the crop interview.
Ooh, yeah.
That's Zach thinking about Nate liking the Ravens.
All right. Oh, I miss villain Ravens, by the way. That was a good tweet
I
yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I miss the days of the villain Ravens too, back when people feared playing our defense. But to talk about who I love to stash, I like to stash running backs who are still in college, basically. Once you're in the NFL, no, not much interest.
You missed the point.
No, but for real, if I'm going to look at stashing running backs, because I mean, it's kind of thin out there. If you haven't noticed us talking about it, it's thin out there. You know, if you don't have a top 30, 40 running back, then the rest out there is pretty hard to get. You know, it's unreliable. It's probably the best word. So what I would rather spend my time doing, if I'm looking for a running back next year, is trying to acquire 2023 thirds, because they are still cheap. They're pretty cheap. People are going to be excited about their first and their seconds, but once you get to the third round, people start to be like, oh, yeah, I'll trade a third for 50 Fab and, you know, Zamir White.
Fab is my love language.
Exactly. Okay. You get Mike and you get all the thirds from Mike. But you got there.
I will say this. The best part about having a lot of Fab is you need a running back this time of the year. You could throw $100 out there.
It's true.
And no one's going to touch it. I put in a waiver claim $50 for Ty Johnson. I'm like, I'm going to get him.
You just know it. You know you're going to get that guy. Must feel good.
I'm sorry. Nice. I got excited. I heard Fab.
Anyway, in the third round, you can get good running backs. It's not like top running backs usually, but there's been actually a pretty good amount of third round running backs hitting in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years, here are some running backs who were drafted in the third round of rookie drafts in Dynasty Fantasy Football. Okay, Khalil Herbert, Ramondre Stevenson, Elijah Mitchell, Brian Robinson, Isaiah Pacheco. Those guys are drafted in the third round. And with the shelf life of running backs these days, they're most valuable in their first and second season, honestly, especially if they're playing in a backup role. Because once you get past that part, they want the new flavor, the new exciting kid out of college who has the acceleration, the potential. You know, a lot of these guys stay backups for a reason. And that's why the turnover is only a year or two. So if I'm looking at a running back for next year, I'm looking at a guy that can help me next year and possibly the year after that. So the 2023 thirds is where I'm looking. And this gives me upside that the other players that you can get right now for that same value just don't give me, because there's that potential that we haven't seen this guy yet and something can happen. Of course, you could totally miss. It's a little bit high risk, but the reward could be greater as well. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to swing on the upside there. And also because a third round pick is an asset and it continues to grow over the next coming months as we get closer to the NFL draft, as we get closer to your rookie drafts, you can use that pick in a package. You can use that pick somewhere else. Maybe you can just trade it straight up for a running back come draft day. So I like the 2022 thirds, 2023 thirds. Some of the guys you can get in this year's draft, just some names throughout there that I think might end up in the third round of rookie drafts at the running back position. Israel Abanaconda. He's been doing very, very well for Pittsburgh, having some huge games, scoring a lot of touchdowns. Deuce Vaughn for Kansas State. He is small, but he is incredible in between the tackles, outside the tackles, catching the football. He's hard to take down. That's a fun guy. Milton and McIntosh over at Georgia. You got two running backs, Kendall Milton and Kenny McIntosh. These guys, you know, they're just your typical Georgia running backs. They're not going to be like the Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift level. But, hey, maybe, you know, some people say that Kenny McIntosh is even better than James Cook. So, you know, you're going to have some upside with those kind of players, as always. Jace McClellan out of Alabama, he's the running backup there. And he's looked really good in the playtime that he has had behind Jahmyr Gibbs. So he's another guy that could, you know, look like a Brian Robinson. Chase Brown, Kendre Miller, Dwayne McBride, I see. Mike put that on the show sheet so that I would say it. You know, these are the other guys that might pop into the third round. We'll be talking about them plenty on this channel as we, you know, get around to the next couple months. Lots of scouting coming up. And to get these third round picks, because that's where we're at now, how do I get some of these young players that haven't even played yet? You guys can trade old veterans if you're already looking towards next year. Gerald Everett, Zay Jones, Gus Edwards, Isaiah McKenzie. Those players that aren't going to do too much for you in 2023, 2024. This is the last of their peak value as we perceive it. You know, these guys always pop back up somehow. But, you know, we're going to swing for the upside with a third round pick, see what we can get with the young player.
Nate, just out of curiosity, are you saying that the guys from this past class just aren't worth stashing, or you just – this is a method that you prefer? You know, you're not saying that the last class is bad. You just prefer the next class better, maybe.
Both.
Okay. Both.
I think this is a good strategy to, you know, keep churning your running back room as early as possible, especially at the bottom. I think that's just the best strategy you can have. Churn that bottom of your running back roster. Same with the wide receivers. You know, just, you know, you might miss some, but you're going to do better if you just move on quickly with those bottom of the roster kind of guys. But also, I do think the 2022 class at the running back position was not that great. You know, it wasn't deep. We've seen that, you know, very obviously. And this next year's class should be deep. We're starting to get some of the declarations in, but it's looking pretty good so far.
Okay. Very good, Nate. I appreciate that. You know, you may think that the running back class stank. Maybe what they need is some Dr. Squatch. To get some of that stank off. What is Dr. Squatch? Glad you asked. Dr. Squatch develops natural high-performance personal care products like you put me on the big screen, Sean. That's right. Like bar soap, deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, and even beard oils, Nate. They only feature manly scents with only the finest ingredients Mother Nature has to offer, all while avoiding the harmful ingredients often used by traditional brands. Guys, say you get dried out this time of the year, especially if you're like me. You know, I'm a mechanic. I wash my hands like a million times a day. It sucks. The pumice in the soap is terrible. Help yourself out with Dr. Squatch when you get home, because Dr. Squatch is dedicated to male-specific formulations that directly address the personal care demands of men like you and me everywhere. Dr. Squatch offers a wide variety of bundles that will cater to your specific needs, as well as a subscription service, so you'll never have to remember to order more before you run out, because we forget. You know what I mean? Like, thank God for the internet. I ordered all my wife's Christmas presents when I was on the toilet today. With Dr. Squatch, satisfaction is guaranteed. And if this isn't the best natural product you've ever used, it is on Sean because it's Taco Tuesday at the Fournier household and he is hype. So he's not going to drop the soap. Take care of yourself for once and smell great doing it. Try Dr. Squatch today. And if you're new to Dr. Squatch, you can save 10% off orders of $20 or more on your first purchase when you use the promo code. All the links are in the description. If for some reason they don't come up on your pod player, head on over to our YouTube. The links are in all those videos' descriptions, and you should hit subscribe while you're there. We're pushing in on 5K. When we get to 5K, you get a live stream, something we don't do very often. Ooh. Yes. Thank you. Very good. And on the live stream, you hear things like this.
It takes every single inch of it.
Very great. Oh, yeah. So now, let's do some rapid fire. Stash, pass, or trash. All right. Very good. So, Chev, we're going to start with you. Stash, pass, or trash. Keontae Ingram, Arizona Cardinals. Very own Keontae Ingram.
Arizona Cardinal. I think you got to continue to stash him at this point. He's seemingly getting more touches as the season's moved on. Now, James Conner, he's starting to heat up, though, so that's good for James Conner owners. But Keontae Ingram is really one injury away from possibly being a playoff running back that could possibly win you a ship.
Yeah, no more Eno Benjamin. Jonathan Ward is elsewhere.
Oh, that one hurt. I missed Jonathan
Ward. Yeah, that was rough.
Like I said, Jonathan Ward and Kylin Hill getting injured on the same play is the most Dynasty Rewind thing ever. All right, next one. Nate, Ty Chandler. Stash, pass, trash.
Yeah, I'm going to trash Ty Chandler. Wasn't really a big fan of Ty Chandler coming into the draft, and he hasn't really done too much for the Vikings. Alexander Mattison is there. He is in a contract year, though. There is also Kenny Naguagwe, I think his name is. He's, he hasn't had too much run in the backfield, but he's obviously really good in the special teams. So he has his position. So I think there's a chance that Ty Chandler's still on the roster next year, but I think they kind of – they look at day three draft capital, find a different running back. And I prefer one of those unknown day three running backs to Ty Chandler.
All right. Perfect. I agree. So I'm going to go to myself next. Stash, pass, or trash. Mike, Tyron Davis Price. I'm trashing him because I didn't like him from the get-go. he got third round draft capital from the 49ers. The 49ers don't care about draft capital. Just like Pete Carroll doesn't care about draft capital running backs, Kyle Shanahan does not either. Look, if he was so good, I understand he got hurt. If he was so great, Elijah Mitchell got hurt as well. They wouldn't have traded for Christian McCaffrey. It's just that easy. I would rather, honestly, almost any one of these guys on this rapid fire here, I'll take Keontae Ingram over him. There's some guys we're going to talk about a little bit. I would take over him. Trashing him. Bye. I didn't draft him anyway, so we're good. Phil, stash, pass, or trash, Jerome Ford?
I'm still going to stash Jerome Ford at this point. He got hurt at the beginning of the season. Nothing you can do about that. But then you got Chubb. You got Kareem Hunt. He's like fourth on depth chart right now. Most of I believe Kareem Hunt's a free agent, and I think De'Ernest Johnson is going to be a free agent as well.
De'Ernest Johnson is not 100% sure on Kareem Hunt, though.
Okay. Kareem Hunt, I think he is a free agent after this year.
Yeah, I do believe
so.
Yeah. So when it comes down to it, he's going to be the backup, and Cleveland usually runs the ball a lot with two different types of backs. I think he can be that Kareem Hunt type of back in that offense, so I would stash him. There's definitely value on that.
I'm looking up right now.
All right.
He is a free agent after this year.
All right. And as it turns out, the next one up, Nate, we're going to close it off with you.
All right.
Tyler Goodson, stash, pass, or trash. By the way, I think I was the resident Tyler Goodson fan here.
Yeah, I'm going to trash. He hasn't played a single snap this entire season so far. Yeah, that's really all I got to say. I wasn't a big fan of him in the first place, but that confirms it.
I will say this. The 2023 running back class is looking stacked. A lot of people are worried because they keep saying, I need a running back or I need a wide receiver next year. Draft these running backs, flip them for a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I understand that you have needs, but you have time between your draft and you have time between you have to start setting lineups. So just draft best available. Try to pick up some of these forgotten guys. A lot of people like to forget about guys on IR. Pick up some younger wide receivers. Do it with these running backs.
Well, I do want to toot Mike's horn in our Dynasty Rewind draft.
You're the only one that does.
He has drafted Ramondre Stevenson. He has drafted Elijah Mitchell and Isaiah Pacheco. Late round, third round, fourth round, fifth round picks. Mike, congratulations, man. I appreciate you. You're a stash god of the RBs.
He's a great taxi squasher.
Taxi squash guy.
I'm the taxi squash king. Actually, some of my taxi squads, although my CDC taxi squad, I was having problems, and I was able to call up Brock Purdy and Greg Dulcich off of my taxi squad.
Huge.
Taxi squad and CDC did not have to make a waiver claim because I had it covered. And if you want to have it covered too, you ready for best ball? Pick'ems and Rivals. Use the promo code Rewind on Underdog Fantasy and get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Taylor Andrew Mackins, we said hi. Headed to a game? Go to SeatGeek.com and use promo code Dynasty Rewind to get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Have that first stadium beer on us with your savings, but don't be like that Ohio State fan at the Michigan Big Ten title game. Make sure you wait until you know who's going. And we want you to be part of the best community in fantasy football. Become a Rewinder today, Vinny, and get access to rankings, bonus pods, written content, and so much more. We are now offering a 10% discount on yearly memberships. Basically, you get a month plus for free. So until next time, my co-hosts, Pork, Chev, and Nate, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind. Please rewind. Thanks for listening.